Merry Christmas, happy holidays, season's greetings. And as a gift to you from the Decomposition Podcast, I thought we could all sit around and discuss an agonizingly long story about a time the narrator was mildly annoyed in 1981. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Decomposition Podcast, where we hyperanalyze all your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you today?
I had a rough day, but it's turned around now.
It's turned around.
I'm back on board.
Are you feeling in the holiday spirit now?
No.
So,
it's not December until tomorrow for us. It'll be December
by the time
when
this comes out. Yeah. And for the month of December, we have decided that we are going to do entirely terrible Christmas songs.
I'm so excited.
And not like your standard Christmas carol kind of Deck the Halls or 12 Days of Christmas.
No, not that boring stuff.
Not that boring, but more Christmas singles that were like original singles for pop artists.
What is it? Modern Christmas singles of the last three decades, basically?
Is that a genre? I'm going to say that's a genre unto itself. So joining us, we have a brand new guest here to Decomposition, comedian and host of the Bumper Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Natty Bumpercar. Natty, welcome to our kitchen.
Oh, hi guys, how's it going?
So it's
so exciting to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to see you not on stage.
It's good to see you on stage too.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I'm just saying, like, in the context of
in real life.
Yes, yeah, as
nice
like
to
a
see
human
you. IRL.
It's terrifying to me. This is a weird experience, but I'm super excited.
Well, you were just saying it's interesting to be like chatting with other people.
Well, like, I live with children and dogs,
so
no one speaks, and my wife, so no one speaks to me.
Ooh,
none of them.
Sick burn.
Yeah, no.
Take that, Mrs. Bumpercar.
I love you, honey. I just got a text from her that my dog pooped in the basement.
Sure.
Oh,
since I have left my home and come here, that has happened.
Just want to make sure that you're aware of this.
So I want everyone to know, don't go in my basement.
Good
basically.
For you.
Yeah, no, when I go home, I got work to do.
Oh, so she's just going to let it wait for you.
Daddy's got chores, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, don't care.
I'm just delighted by a poop story.
Yeah.
Start off
pretty much my entire life is what it is.
The first day of Christmas right there. So
my dog pooped on the rug for me.
On the first day of Christmas. Yeah, my doggy gave to me.
Nicely tightly coiled package.
Yes.
One little poopy. So you could
have
done that
very good.
See,
that was very good.
I write stupid songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us today on the Decomposition Podcast, we have local comedian, songwriter, and
yes.
So you chose this song. You shot this over as an idea for what you wanted to decompose.
This is my favorite Christmas song. I love it to pieces.
I might agree.
It's
wait a minute.
It's
I was not prepared for this.
Who could be prepared for
hands are on the table. All right.
Guys, Brad likes the song.
Brad pretty much hates everything.
All songs.
Really?
No, we just haven't gotten to the ones that I really love.
Yeah.
Like, with the exception of like All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You.
Which was disgusting.
Which was excellent. And then Alice Cooper's Only My Heart Talking.
Yeah. The lamos.
Kiss. We did Kiss, and I love that song.
Well, that's
song.
An amazing song.
So,
wait, Prince Kiss?
No. Kiss, God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Oh, okay.
If you've never heard that song, do yourself a favor and
listen to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The most needlessly epic.
It's so epic.
And I also like that Meatloaf song.
Oh, no, wait, on the dashboard?
No.
There's another one? Sorry.
What is that song called?
Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
I don't know any of these songs.
You'll find that of a lot of the songs we do. They were somehow simultaneously hit singles and completely forgettable. So
all right.
But this song
is not forgettable because it sticks right in your brain.
It is an earworm of a song. But before we get into that,
wait a second.
Ooh.
Aren't you going to ask Natty why he picked the song?
Do we even know what the song is at this point?
Not
we haven't even given it up.
The listeners will have had known by this point, but we have not said anything.
Oh, okay. I was all excited. Anticipation.
So what was I saying, Katie?
So why did you pick, what is this song called?
So Christmas this song, Rapping? Christmas Rapping, the 1981, I'll put air quotes around the word, hit single by The Waitresses.
Well, I had some questions really quick for you guys.
Oh, sure. This is not your podcast.
Who are The Waitresses?
So that is a great question. That is a great question. They are a band from, I believe, Akron, Ohio, a new wave band that... Maybe they're not from Akron, Ohio. Yeah,
they have a, because like when I listen to it, it has a real Debbie Harry kind of vibe.
Sure, it like as a new wave, like post punk kind of sound. And if you've ever listened to their other hit song, "I Know What Boys Like," it has like a similar.
that's the same band.
That's them? Did we just blow your ears out?
I'm so sorry.
You're holding your ears.
I'm gonna take these out of my ears right now because
I actually held myself back. I almost started screaming.
What? What?
We won't do it again, Brad. You can put your earbuds in.
Yes, this is the same band that sang I know what boys like.
I know what guys want.
But at the very least, the songwriter, Chris Butler, and the singer whose name was Patty something.
Patty Donahue.
Patty Donahue, yes. Oh, wow. Also known as Patty Darling. So
is
they
it
are
P-A-T-T-I?
P-A-T-T-Y.
Oh.
Nice try.
I wanted
to. Yeah, Akron, Ohio. They started out there. They broke up. Chris Butler moved to Manhattan, pitched their song "I Know What Boys Like" to record labels, got a record deal, formed a different band, still with Patty Darling's vocals.
That's messed up.
Wait a minute.
So that's who the Waitresses are.
I don't.
Sad.
I'm gonna go, guys. I don't like this.
No, please stay.
You picked this song. You will suffer through
now
this.
I'm like, so sad. I had a problem coming on because the whole premise of the show was that it was about terrible Christmas songs, and this is clearly in no way a terrible Christmas song.
Ooh, I love it, but it is terrible.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to agree with us, though.
That's true.
Oh no, I'm fine. I'll forward my own ways.
If he's not going to agree with us, why did we have
him? No, it was just established that I don't have to agree with you.
That's a good.
Well, can I? But so here's. I'm gonna. Here, ready? We're gonna put a bow on it.
Go for it.
Here's what I love about the song.
Yeah,
it's sloppy.
It is, and I think that's part of that like post-punk new wave sound from the early '80s is kind of like the dirtiness of it.
Yeah, it's. So, and we were talking earlier, whatever. I went to school in Athens, Georgia.
Right.
And I was there around the late 90s, and there was a lot of indie pop happening.
Sure.
And it was very messy and very garagey.
Right.
And something about this song speaks to that for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely, like, this is what, like, kind of grunge built its back on. Grunge was like a less poppy version of this.
So Cobain was in Seattle and he heard The Waitresses. This is what happened. He listened to The Waitresses.
I was
going to
say you should be his biographer at this point.
These are facts.
He heard Christmas Rapping and he was just like, hey, Dave Grohl, who's going to be my third drummer in my band. I think I want to do a thing.
It's Christmas time at the Cobain household in Seattle, Washington. He hears Christmas Rapping, grabs a pen and a paper, and writes, "Rape me."
Why would you take it there? But
my
imagine
friend.
Cobain was still alive and he was looking for songs like they did that MTV Unplugged,
sure,
which had a lot of Meat Puppets and other different songs that weren't Nirvana.
Right.
He's looking for songs now. He's redoing Christmas Rapping.
I'll tell you who did redo this song in 1998.
Does it exist?
Yes. Not Cobain. Not Nirvana.
Okay. Oh.
Almost as good.
Nope.
The Spice Girls.
What?
Covered this song in 1998.
That is not as good.
First of all, this is subjective, sir. Like
I feel like you're just mocking Christmas Rapping at this point. After what happened to Patty?
After what happened to Patty, poor Patty.
I think this song is super fun.
Yes.
But not good at all.
What I hate about this song is the story.
The story is tedious.
It is a long, like, arduous journey.
And it's not a good story.
No.
You don't think?
Like, Okay, when you're teaching epic poetry, right?
Oh.
That's a long
story. Like Beowulf?
Beowulf's an amazing story, or the Odyssey. I'm teaching the Odyssey right now. I love it. It has everything. It has romance and blood and guts. Yeah. It has a dog that waits for his master to come home and then dies, and you cry in class while you're reading it out loud, which happened today.
What just happened? You're acting. You just went into acting mode.
It's in her blood.
Yeah, like, I can tell.
You can endure how long the story is because it's so exciting and everything that's happening is of like paramount importance. And then this is just about a lady who's like pissed off about a guy she met in a ski shop. Like,
yeah,
who cares?
Sure.
But
yeah. And then didn't talk to.
Yeah.
Like, well, how about she was afraid. That's how 81 passed. It's, you know.
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into the dirty details.
I have some housekeeping that needs to be done.
I'm so sorry.
You go ahead and do that.
I don't want to forget to do this because I want to thank people. First, I want to thank a couple people that have given us new reviews on iTunes. Calicat03. Applewood Tree, who was our first UK review, by the way.
Hey, thank you, whoever you are.
Way to spread the love around the greatest Britain, mm-hmm. I think, personally.
My kid, yesterday, we were driving around,
yeah.
And we were listening to Christmas songs, different songs, but he's like, Dad, is that an English accent? And I was like, buddy, I think that might be an English accent. And
nice.
He's like, watch this. And I turned the radio off, and I was just like... I got ready in my seat and he went, I'm from England. And I was just like, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's
like,
amazing. It was.
The more he does that, the smarter he's going to sound.
That's all I want in the
forever.
World. Yeah.
Put a pair of glasses on him.
Bow tie?
And keep him talking like that. A bow tie.
Yeah.
He'll get into Harvard.
I can't afford it, but I would love for him to do
full
that.
Ride. Full ride.
Really? Full ride?
Accent-based scholarship.
Here's my wife's plan, and I don't want to give this away because I don't want any of your people to steal our idea.
Sure. Say it on the microphone.
He's going to do, what is this? Not jousting.
Fencing. Yeah.
Because there's...
Although...
Maybe jousting would be a better
idea.
Maybe jousting's going to be a better idea.
Maybe. There's so few jousters. That is big fish, small pond mentality
I'm thinking... Because then he's going to go to a school in England where he's got the accent. And
sure.
Then he's going to marry into the royals just like that woman who just got engaged.
Right.
I'm going to be a royal, you guys.
I think you just cracked the code and figured it all out.
Sure.
Why haven't other parents done this?
So thank you, reviewer in the UK.
Yeah.
Because you just solved
tree?
A life
Applewood
problem.
Applewood Tree, you did this.
And also, I want to thank the reviewer Steevil, which I kind of love that name.
That's a great name.
So,
Steevil?
Steevil.
Do you know, back in the 80s, I'm from Georgia originally, we had a really bad case of Steevils come through, ruined the whole crop.
Yeah, that's
all the crops are gone.
I've heard those.
Yeah. It's nothing, right?
I've heard nothing. So, I also want to thank Sean over at Throw the Flag and Cold Dog Soup because they keep talking about us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And I feel like we should pay them.
No, we don't have any money, Brad.
I was going to say that.
Okay.
You guys need money?
Yes.
I'll angel invest. Let's do it.
Nice.
Let's go for it.
I've got no money.
We have started a Patreon, but we haven't figured out how to use it yet.
Wow,
so
Patreon
is
so confusing.
It is so confusing. Yeah. There's like tax things involved in that.
Yeah, we signed up for an account, but we haven't gotten any farther.
I signed up for an account and then immediately said, like, Katie, I'm going to need you to take care of this part. Like, so
and I said, I'm going to need 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I set it up and I spent... hours one day just going through everything and all the different options and then the levels and all the things I could give people, and then I get overwhelmed, but then I just
I agree.
I
and then it was
under the
like
blanket.
We're just doing this for fun.
Yeah.
Wish I could set out just like a tip jar. That would be a lot easier for me if I could just do it that way. And then tell the IRS how many tips I've gotten.
Yeah, I think that's a
good
plan.
It's like waiting tables all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas wrapping, guys.
Oh yeah.
My nose is so stuffed up.
I know it is. And I don't mean to keep doing this to you, but aren't we going to ask Natty Bumper Car?
We are going to ask Natty Bumper Car a very important question that I've already neglected.
That's my job, just keeping you on track.
I appreciate that.
Like
that's
you're
why
an
you're
engineer.
A teacher. And I have ADD. So, Bumper Car, first album purchase you ever made? Or first album you ever owned? What's
piece
your first
of music.
Like album memory?
So, first album memory, I was in Georgia. I do not know my age.
Yeah.
But in my grandparents' basement, which I would live in from time to time, my cousin, who lived there as well, 8 years older than me, introduced me on the record player to a song that you won't know called Egyptian Lover.
I don't know that song. It is
an old hip-hop song.
Okay.
That would just go, Egyptian Lover, baby, Egyptian Lover, Egyptian Lover, baby. And oh, then, boom, dong, dong, Egypt.
Greg Broussard.
I don't know any names, but so if you think of Afrika Bambaataa, like Planet Rock, it's kind of like back in those days. So very robot-y, very like disco infused kind of old stuff.
Well, it says according to Wikipedia, Greg Broussard, better known by his stage name Egyptian Lover, is an American musician, vocalist, producer, and DJ. And was an important part of the L.A. dance music and rap scene in the early 80s.
Wait, L.A.? I did not realize. Yeah. Okay.
Egyptian Lover.
Egyptian Lover.
He wasn't even from Egypt. And that's the shame.
I knew he wasn't from Egypt.
He was part of the group Uncle Jam's Army.
Wait, really?
See, I don't research these things. I feel like I should know. But then that transitioned into a song called Scorpio, which I've recently found out was by... The Furious Five, I believe.
Okay.
I'm from Southern Georgia, and I had a background in rap, and which is very strange.
Well, like Atlanta is like a hotbed for hip hop right now.
But so now, this was a million years
Not
ago.
Not when he was just a tiny bumper car.
When he was an actual bumper car.
And my cousin hates rap, hates it. And I'm like, you're the reason that I like it. And then we would drive to school and we would listen to Vanity 6.
Okay.
When I was like 8 years old. So I have trauma issues by listening to these songs. And but then we went to Prince and all kinds of fun stuff.
That's awesome.
Man, that is so
I know. Unexpected.
That's a great answer because like it's just...
Such a deep cut.
Yeah, you know? I'm not giving you American Girl or anything like that.
No, absolutely. No,
I'm giving you...
You weren't raised on the Beatles. You were evidently raised on Uncle Jam's Army. And
that's the work of
Greg Broussard. I'm just saying, it's not Joey Lawrence's solo album, but it's pretty good. It's a close second.
Competition. You brought this up so many times. Not a competition.
It's better than...
Was that Joey Lawrence's...
That was mine.
But what was the name of that album? Whoa?
Joey Lawrence. I wish it was Whoa. That was very good.
Whoa.
Have you been watching Blossom on Hulu? Because it just came out on Hulu.
I have a friend who works with Blossom. Yeah, so hi.
Currently?
Yeah, yes.
As like a scientist or as an actress?
So she does...
Because she has like a doctorate in... Mayim Bialik, yeah.
Yes, so my friend does motivational speaking.
Okay.
And Mayim has a an organization that somehow interfaces with her, and they...
It's the something. She has the Something Nation.
Neuroscientist. She is a neuroscientist.
Wait, is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet. She's a real nerd. She doesn't just play one on TV.
TV?
She's on The Big Bang Theory.
I can't.
You have children. You don't know anything.
I would not have any idea. Is it cartoon? Is it
no?
Is there puppets? Animated. Are there puppets involved?
I didn't even mention that you're a cartoonist.
Oh, I make cartoons. I don't. So, you know, I don't make cartoons.
If you ever want to animate Mayim Bialik's neuroscience,
Can I plug nattybumpercar.com? That's where you go for that stuff.
Sure.
Cartoons.
I'm gonna edit that right out.
I don't make cartoons anymore because carpal tunnel.
Oh man.
Because cartoons, it's click 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 click.
Yeah.
For 40 hours and you've made 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So now that's why I hang out with puppets.
Yeah.
Got it.
You do what you do, man.
I do things.
So we should probably talk about this song.
Oh,
right?
I forgot we had a song.
Such
here.
A nice
We're
time,
just
though.
Like having a nice chat.
Season's greetings. So this album was originally recorded for a compilation record called A Christmas Record.
Very original.
Very original. They contributed one track, which was, of course, this one. It was reissued a year later in 1982, where it became a minor hit in England and did not become a hit here. And yet I feel like I hear this at like every single like department store.
Mall, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Every year.
It's not an actual hit?
Yeah, this is a 35-year-old song that was not a hit that you still hear everywhere.
I don't even understand that. So does Patty still get commission?
No, because she died.
Oh, God. This is a tragedy. comedy. Oh, no. This is so sad. You just don't even bury the lead at all.
Listen.
All right for the jugular.
You're laughing, so that's...
She's laughing. That's, I'm sad.
That's on you. You're
I
sick.
I laugh and I'm uncomfortable. Right,
this sick, is my sick. Sad laughing.
Yeah. Nana died?
Yeah, she died in 1996 of lung cancer.
Oh, Patty.
Wow. 96, that's when the Atlanta Olympics were.
That, oh, man. With Richard... The
Muhammad
the
Ali.
No,
oh, okay.
The bomber, Richard Kind or something.
Not Why Richard, do you no. always go dark?
These are the only things that stick in my brain.
It I
could,
guess so.
It could be math, but it's not. Instead, it's this. I had a lot of facts about Charles Manson, who also just recently died, by the way,
yes.
If you want to discuss that.
I want to discuss this.
I'm much more in with it. I have the lyrics. I'm looking at the song.
Because our iPad is not cooperating.
I've given
with
up
you.
On the iPad. Yeah. It keeps saying, "Aw, snap." I've given up on this. This machine is junk.
It's
this,
a pretty cool iPad, though, I got to say. iPads are pretty
It has a lot of good friends, I guess.
iFriends.
So are we going to start
iPals.
With the incredibly simple chorus?
Yeah. Katie, do you want to read that?
I do, just because I want to point out that in a really... weird stylistic choice. There are 8 stanzas before the chorus. Like,
yeah.
I just went back and counted. There are 8 4-line stanzas, 8 quatrains, if you will.
Yeah.
Before we ever get to a chorus.
Wow. I thought
seems
quatrains
crazy.
Were like Nostradamus specific.
No, a quatrain is a 4-line stanza of poetry.
Okay. All right. There are technically 2 choruses.
Are there?
Well, there's a variant on the chorus. So Katie, why don't you start reading this?
I'll read the first time the chorus comes up.
And we will amend as needed.
It's Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year.
Keep
and
going.
That's
it,
it.
You're not going to do it because it does it.
Oh,
with
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, yeah. But I think I'll miss this one this year.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But I think I'll miss this one this year.
Can I tell you how good this song is? I know you guys are pulling the other way. But
disagree. I said it's a terrible song that I really like.
Just so. You reading it dry, right? You got you got a little bit into the groove, I feel like.
I did. Sure. I was dancing in my seat a little bit.
Yeah. And in my head, I started hearing those horns.
I think that's what does it for this song. I think those horns are what make this song.
It's definitely not the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not the words, but the sound of it is fun.
It's not the words that are there, but the cadence is crazy interesting.
Sometimes.
Because where she says, I'm looking through the words. I can't even think where it is, but she like stops halfway through the sentence and then breaks into the next sentence. And it's like this, ba 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 ba, but it like it's instead of it ending at the ba, it like care. I don't know. I'm not explaining.
It's got a fun rhythm.
When
to
we,
it.
Fun rhythm.
I'm sure when we get to that part, you'll say, "Oh, this is where I was thinking."
I had it on the iPad. My phone is not telling
Damn
me. So
that.
Now my phone is the bad device.
Oh snap.
Maybe it's the site you're looking at.
To quote my iPad.
Oh, that's a good call. So here's another weird thing.
Yeah.
When I was researching, and I'm doing that in quotes, air quotes at the table, because I don't want you to see him because I'm embarrassed. This song, I pulled it up in the phone and I wanted to listen to it. And the beginning of it sounds nothing like the song.
Right. It's like the jingly.
And it goes on for, I would say, an uncomfortable amount of time.
It seriously goes on. It's a solid like 40 seconds before that guitar. That thing.
Like. So I started hunting for like a radio edit, essentially.
Which cuts out a full minute of the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
The song is originally almost 5.5 minutes long.
That's too long.
That is an absurdly long Christmas pop song.
What? You know, I'm going to put my vote in. This is not a good song.
But you still love it,
no.
right?
Yeah, well, not as
I
much.
I feel bad that we've turned you so soon.
At a 5.5 minutes, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I have 4 minutes and 19
that's
seconds.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
I can't give that much. I gave at the office.
Someone or something has pooped on a rug or on a floor
that's true.
In the 5 minutes you're trying to do.
I got confused as
to
what you were saying, but yes, it is true. It is
not
happened.
Right now. I mean, in your life.
No, it's
so
right now.
All
yes.
music. All music. Writer Andy Hines described this as, quote, one of the best holiday pop tunes of all time.
Oh,
I mean, even though the song is bad,
yeah,
lyrically, it's fun.
Right.
And I'm sorry, like, all holiday songs are terrible. So in a way, just that statement could be true.
by being like...
By default.
You're the skinniest kid at fat camp.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
All right, yeah, I was there. I got confused. I did get confused, but I'm there.
So, Bump, can I ask you Bump. To... I just went Bump, yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
Can you give us, like, a quick synopsis of what this song is about? Like, what's happening? What's the story here that we're about to get into?
I feel like Katie knows more about it than I do.
Katie...
Because I honestly... I have no idea. Because when I'm singing in the car...
Like, Christmas.
Yeah. Like, there's some woman who's had a tough time, and she's spending it alone, is my understanding.
I could add to the synopsis if you want me to.
That would be fine.
A brief description here.
So it starts with a woman who is clearly not happy about Christmas this year.
Right.
But she really is typically enthused about the holiday season. And then she goes through the whole, you know, history, the flashback of 1981, and it goes all the way back to last winter when she was in a ski shop and she met this guy, and they were really vibing, and I guess they exchanged numbers, but they never went out. And then springtime comes around, and they kind of try to make plans, and it doesn't work out. And then fast forward to, like, Halloween, he makes plans with her, and then he doesn't show up. He's like, I have car trouble.
It's all in.
And she, you know, it's kind of like, forget
Natty,
it.
There are so many words to this song.
I did not,
like,
yeah.
I promise you. I'll
I didn't know
I could,
that Halloween was mentioned, but now I'm looking at
I
it.
I could back
right
this up
there.
With evidence.
I know you can, because I read the lyrics also.
So long story short, it's now Christmas time, and she's like, forget it. Forget relationships. I guess I'll just spend it alone. Like, I love Christmas, but this isn't going to be my best one. And then, spoiler alert, everyone. Uh-oh. At the end of the song, she's like, oh, I got a turkey and I'm just going to spend Christmas Eve by myself. But oops, I forgot the cranberry sauce. I have to go to the all night grocery store. And in line at the all night grocery store, she
bumps
into the ski shop guy. And he's like, I was just going to be sad and alone. And she's like, I was just going to be sad and alone. And then they have a magical happy ending. The end. Emmer Effers.
So this sounds... Now I'm back in. I'm back in.
I am not in.
This is a Disney movie.
I feel like if I had to sit there and listen to somebody explain this story... Oh my gosh, so here's what happened to me. I'm going to go through every single nuance of this year. And then I ended up not talking to this guy. And then I ended up not talking to this guy again. And then I ended up not talking to this guy.
Well, you know what?
I would go insane 3.5 minutes into that conversation.
Natty has more heart than you. What can I say?
That's true. Like,
you've seen his cartoon.
There's tears.
Yeah. It's heart-based.
Tears coming to my
You're
eyes.
You're moved.
Here's the thing that I did realize,
yeah,
though, is this would be a terrible karaoke song.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I'm looking at the words, and I was trying to find in my head the part that I was thinking of, and I'm trying to sing it in my head, but it's a jumble.
You just throw every, like, you just spit all of the words out at the same time.
That's
what you go for.
Well, that's one of my problems with the song. So, it's called Christmas Wrapping, and I'm going to go ahead and take the leap that that's a pun. Like, it's wrapping
it
paper,
it's
but it's, like, rap.
It's a play on Christmas Wrapping by Curtis Blow.
Right.
But with WRAP.
When did the Curtis Blow?
79?
Okay. What was they? I'm still so confused at where they came from. Where was it?
Again? Akron, Ohio.
That doesn't make any sense in this story.
I mean,
in
people come from Akron, Ohio.
But not people who are referencing Curtis Blow and who make a song that's Christmas rapping.
If anybody out there is from the greater Akron area, can you please just shoot
Weigh
us an
in.
Email or a tweet or a text and just let us know if you've heard of rap?
But, like, so she's obviously ripping
I didn't know
off.
Where you're going to go with that. Now I feel like you're trying to... You're going to pull all the Akron people in to attack me, maybe? And then you instead, you just attacked Akron. I want to say congratulations on the Cavaliers 2 years ago. You did a great job, Akron.
Fine work, Akron.
You know, the style is ripping off Blondie, for sure.
Yeah.
Ripping off?
I would say ripping off. Or, heavily guess, inspired
or by. Off of, yeah.
I,
but.
If they were from New York,
a,
I would say
a
they
pale
were.
Pale imitation of Blondie.
Yeah.
And this is why. So what is the Blondie song I'm thinking
Rapture.
Of? Rapture. Rapture, which is amazing.
I just want to drop this in there that we have a 6 degrees of separation to Debbie Harry.
Okay, but can I just finish this thought?
Really?
I was really trying to you can tell that story, but yeah, you do you.
Well, no, you can. Can I just finish this thought, though?
Wow.
So, that was a real marriage moment, that got really uncomfortable.
I'm like looking for the exit door. I don't know.
That's why we wanted you in here is to just mediate.
I don't know which six doors in this room are the exit, so I'm a little bit terrified. Oh, no.
One of them has a vicious cat behind it.
Don't go behind that door.
Will you go with the door with the llama or with the vicious cat? I'll take the vicious cat.
Oh, no, I'm never going to remember what I was trying to say. Oh, so this is a this pales in comparison to Rapture because, I mean, Rapture is full of nonsense lyrics.
Sure, the entire thing.
Like,
it could
be total stream of consciousness. But the meter is excellent. And the meter... In this song, the flow, the rhythm, the syllabic rhythm of the words that are put together is not well executed at many points in the song. It's like, and now I'll cram in 35 more in this
line. It basically could be just like, all right, what's her name? Patty Darling or whatever they
Patty
call
her. Patty Darling.
Just get it to that microphone and just like bullshit for 5 minutes.
But isn't
and, like,
I think that's
basically it.
That's what I find. I think that's what I find endearing about it because...
Well, you like its sloppiness.
I like its sloppiness. And, like, I do like Debbie Harry and the cadence and the... Because I do pay a lot of attention to that. Coming from Egyptian Lover, you would assume I would. But...
Well, the precedent is set.
Clearly. But I like it when in pop culture there are things that are super imperfect. Like, because they shouldn't exist. Because a lot of money went behind the production of this... making this, and yet here what you said, it wasn't a hit, but whatever, 35 years later,
right, we're
it
still
doesn't
singing.
It doesn't even just exist, it's
I want to go
out
back
there
to this.
Yeah,
I want to go back to your point of it not being a karaoke song, which is where I think the cadence is problematic. Is like, you don't need any of this story, you don't need any of these verses. You need that horn part and you need the singing of Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good one this year, whatever it is she says.
But
at the end,
I think I'll skip this one this year.
But at the end, it's a different one when she re-meets the guy, and I forget what it is. Yeah. But
well, at the end,
regardless,
when,
like,
yeah,
that's all you need from this song. But instead, what we got was this long, rambling story that somehow involved a turkey and cranberries.
I love that there's cranberry sauce in the story,
and also
that she forgot it.
Third degree sunburn at one point.
Yeah.
Like, it's most of this song doesn't even take place during the Christmas season because
it's
just
a
recaps
flashback
her year.
Of her entire year. Yeah.
So here's a funny thing.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the first chorus, which is I couldn't miss this one this year, and then it switches to the end. Do you know what it switches
right.
to?
I can tell you, but
couldn't miss this one this year.
Yeah.
So
that's
where
she's
of,
like excited.
Instead of I couldn't miss this one this year,
isn't it? I think I'll miss.
I think
this
I'll
one.
Miss this one.
I
Sorry.
Think I'll miss
yeah.
this one this
but
year.
But so it. But it. That's. It's a very subtle. I think I'll miss it too. I couldn't miss it.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
I would defy anybody on this planet, and that includes songwriter Chris Butler, to sing along with this song.
Ooh, that's a good challenge.
I don't think, I
that's
don't
a
think
good
it can
challenge.
Be done. I don't
so,
think
but
it
I,
can be
I
done.
Keep looking at it, and I feel like if I'm doing it and the words are on there, I can do it. Because we were looking at the little karaoke
are you,
version.
What are your plans for the next couple of
I'm
weeks?
I'm trying. Now I feel like I want to try.
I've got nothing to do.
I say we go okey.
Nothing but time.
We okey.
The first verse is like a bah humbug. No, that's too strong. Because it's my favorite. No, I don't know the melody of this at all.
But you had it there. You did it.
As soon as you start.
Bah humbug. No, that's too strong. All
right, so this is a good place for me to ask our guest to read the first verse for us.
Okay, all right.
Now, so I'm just going to read it out.
Now, this is an awfully long verse, so
I think.
Well, it's broken up into little 4-line sections.
But this one's not. Mine isn't. So
oh,
I'm just going to roll through it.
You just roll. Let's just charge through. We've already been doing this for over half an hour, so let's. Just
oh boy,
through.
We better
Every,
get
really.
To it.
Yeah.
This is the perfect example of fun flying by fastly. That's not a phrase.
That's
not
a
how the phrase goes.
Just go with it.
Don't get me wine. That's what happened. My words get weird. So bah humbug. Now that's too strong. Because it's my favorite holiday, but all this year has been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add. Oh, that's what did it. See, because don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush. See, it's just, it's bonkers how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
To add to my already mad rush, just cause it's tis. Wow. Just cause it's tis the season. If you have the word it's, you don't need tis. No. It's the same word.
Are you going to be back to the song being awful?
No.
Okay. You sure?
We are six lines in.
I'm falling apart a little bit. But just because it's tis the season, the perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski, shopping, counter, most interesting. I can't even figure it out. My brain keeps on wanting to go to it, but I can't. Ski shop encounter most interesting. Had his number, but never the time. Most of 81 passed along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up those crop cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas time. Oh, Christmas by myself this year.
All right.
Holy.
It's a lot to dissect.
Schmoly. Yeah, I just realized that there are no sentences in this song.
No, there's no.
I just realized that I don't know what was commentary and what was verse. Like what, when we were just going over that, because it's just a long run on. It's just one long like run on.
But as I'm looking at the lyrics, she's got periods and she's got.
I have commas. I have commas. And quotation marks around Bah Humbug.
Yes.
Which she immediately pulls back on.
I also don't know why there's a comma there, but that could just be the lyrics sheet I'm looking. Because Bah Humbug doesn't need a comma.
Bah Humbug.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
I don't know. How did Dickens write it?
I don't think there's a comma.
Okay.
But I do love that the first two words are immediately pulled back. I've never heard that in a song before. Bah Humbug. Now that's too strong.
No, I don't really hate you.
Like, she's clearly just hanging out by herself. She's
just, like, kind of bummed.
Yeah, but she let basically one gentleman who she doesn't know at all ruin her entire year.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Well, no, he doesn't. He doesn't ruin her year. Her year is ruined because her year has been a busy blur.
Yeah. No,
but then she doesn't explain what happened throughout the course of that year in order to make it a busy blur.
It's a busy blur of missed encounters with this guy. That's the story that we get.
Encounters and complete connections.
Completion. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year.
Yeah.
Ski shop encounter. Right. So that's where all this started.
Most interesting.
It's very.
I grabbed my chin like anyone could see.
Well, it's a little bit presumptuous.
You're stroking your goatee, yeah. Katie. Yeah.
It's most interesting.
But like I have a beard, which I don't.
Yes. Yes.
I think my favorite of those 30 lines is at the end where she's like, I just need to catch my breath. Because I kind of agree, like mentally going through this, that I feel like I just need to like take a second and decompress and catch my breath.
Can you imagine? Okay, so here's the thing. This song, as we've discussed, already has so many words and so many lines and so many verses. Can you imagine if she actually like told us what else was going on that year that was so busy?
I mean, based on the song, I have to guess that this is the thing that made it a busy blur. This is
the only thing that happened to her all year, is what you're saying.
It's all she focuses on. She says it was a busy blur, and then she tells us why, and it's just every season an almost encounter with this man, which I'm sorry, is lame.
It is. I agree. If all she's done is not hung out with this guy, like...
Not hung out with him?
Not...
Hang out with him?
No, it's hung.
Hung out with.
Not chillaxed with this dude.
Perfect. All right,
that's fine.
Is that right?
I love it.
That's all she did this year. That's what you're positing here is that all she did throughout the course of 1981 was not hang out with the guy she saw at a ski shop in what I assume was 1980 or January 81.
Yeah. I am excited to get to the next verse because I've discovered
another
chapter in this remote love affair.
Ooh,
that I did not realize was there.
Do you want to keep going? Do you want to keep reading?
I don't know how it goes, but I feel like I'm excited.
Okay. Oh, so you want to keep drilling through. It's like season Here's, two have lost right there.
Yeah, let's roll into it. We just need to know
what's happening.
When I get worried about the world, what I like to do is I put my train on the rails and I just railroad through things.
Okay.
Because right now I'm very uncomfortable. This
Are you anxious? Like, what's...
Yes!
Like, you know how this song ends.
But here's the thing. I can suspend disbelief like nobody's business. Like, I can...
This is a 36-year-old song. Like,
and I just told you the whole story, but it doesn't matter. Blinders on. Tell it to me again.
You know why? Because I didn't know all the particulars.
Yeah.
And so this is fun for me. I just knew the broad brushstrokes.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting granular.
I knew that.
I love it.
I knew there were horns. Happens.
Yeah.
And some sort of ridiculous bass line that's happening through that.
Brad, do you want to read some of it?
I was enjoying Natty's singing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait, was that singing? Was that scatting? I don't know.
I don't know what the technical term would be, but I was
loving it.
Wow.
Other noise?
Wow.
I like it.
Wow.
It's gold.
I guess it's...
That's podcast gold right there.
Ka-ching. If it's your turn to read, then you're more than welcome, but I'm going to jump in.
Dude, no rules, man. You go for it.
All right.
Yeah, you read. Away. Go for it.
All right, so calendar picture, frozen landscape... Chill this room for 24 days. I have no idea what she's talking about here. Yeah. Evergreens, sparkling snow, get this winter over with. She's sick of winter, right? She's done with it.
I think that chilled this room for 24 days must be a reference to like the month of December that's been passing towards Christmas.
Yeah, I would think so also because...
Oh, it's like a lonely chill. It's in the air.
For the first 24 days because the 25th is obviously...
Her heart is cold.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, good use of symbolism there.
Oh, man. See?
Maybe it is good. This song is
getting
a little bit
deeper than we thought. Especially when you go to the next line, flashback to spring. When I saw him again, I did not know that she had seen him again.
There are several encounters throughout the
There are so many encounters.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the deeper into the song that I get, the better the story is going to get?
I feel like you know that, but you're like, for...
I'm playing dumb because it's the best thing I've done. It's the best game I play.
All right, bump, do it.
Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree when we were both free. This is like the failed connections in the back.
Classic rom-com here.
Yeah, right. This is Friends. This is Rachel and...
Ross?
I'm going to go with Ross. That's his name. Yes. Are they going to get together? I don't know. This is New Girl?
This is mid-90s Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks. I think so.
Yeah.
Moonlighting, was that one?
Is that a thing?
Is a story. That's Bruce Willis and that
other lady
with
the
blonde hair.
And then there's also Blind Date, which is Bruce Willis and a lady with blonde hair.
And Die Hard 3 with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
But different?
Yeah.
Let's see. So we couldn't agree when we were both free. We tried. We said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, until summertime.
And here it is again. They try to go out every season.
Out to the beach onto his boat. He's got a boat.
He's fancy pantsy.
Could I join him? No.
I love that she asks that question.
Could I join him?
Or is she saying to us, like...
Yeah.
Here's what I don't think... And I think this is where we're connecting. This is girl talk. Could I join him? No. And this time it was me. See, you're not getting in on... She's a busy girl. Her life is a blur.
This is a busy blur.
And the universe keeps putting this guy with a boat in front of her.
So I'm going to go back to earlier in the story. So she says she didn't get... No, let's read this last stanza and then I'll get into my thoughts.
Okay.
Because we're so close to
the end.
We're
so close. Yeah.
So could I join him? No, but this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. I feel like they figured out how to write the song in this little chunk.
This is better than the beginning.
They didn't rewrite the beginning.
No, probably. They probably should have gone back and been like, because like this one you can be like, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar is just one page. Of course, I'm excited. Tonight's the night. I've set my mind. Not much to do about it. Wanna, wanna.
All right, so here, so busy blur. Her year has been a busy blur, but she says that that's why she hasn't hung out with this guy, is because her year has been a busy blur. But each time she encounters him, it's not because life is a busy blur.
Mm-hmm.
It's some sort of circumstance prevents them from getting in the way. It is not her busyness at all.
Oh. It's fate, baby.
I feel like it might be the fate.
Well, bad job writing this, Chris Butler. I'm just throwing that
now,
out
did
there.
Now, do we know that did Chris write this?
Chris Butler is the songwriter. Terrence Chris Butler.
All right.
So, but yeah, so that is, from a narrative perspective, Katie, I'm stepping all over your toes here.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But I know you like watching people learn. So he wrote this song because he was a, quote, notorious Scrooge.
Oh.
And, quote.
Bah humbug.
Yeah, right.
That's, quote, too far.
Bah, comma, humbug.
See what we just did?
No. Guys, I didn't mean that. Yeah. That was...
But I was trying to get her to spit her wine.
She almost... She'll do it. Don't you worry about
close.
It.
Close.
That wine will come
I
out
will
her nose.
I will not waste that wine, though. Let's have you ridiculous.
Hold it in.
But Chris Butler said, quote, I think my subconscious wanted something to cure me of my Grinchhood. That's...
And so I'm going to take this woman's pre-recorded vocals to New York and cut her out of the whole thing.
And steal
She wasn't cut out of the
money.
Whole thing.
Patty was still in?
She was still in.
Okay.
It was the rest of the band that he basically begged her to come out to New York.
Oh.
So that they could.
You made it sound like he stole her vocal recording earlier.
That's what I heard too.
So, correction.
I think that's a better story, but unfortunately it's not true.
But what the rest of the waitresses were cut out for these New York.
Yeah, whoever originally recorded it, they got new people.
They were
people.
Ousted.
Yeah.
But Patty Darling was still in.
Correct.
So she wasn't like taken advantage of.
Correct.
Okay.
She's still.
That's a better story.
All right. So, yeah, I feel a little bit better. I felt kind of dirty about it earlier. That's bad.
A little hurt.
And you know, and speaking of feeling bad, those first two, what are those called? Stanzas?
Yeah.
Really, I think they set up the chorus.
When you say the first two, from Bah Humbug through Completions and Connections, or?
Bah Humbug, and then the one I just read, not too much.
Flashback to Springtime.
Yeah, but I think she's going to miss this one this year.
I think she's going to pull through. I feel confident.
In the middle of this song, Empire Strikes Back. We are not doing well right now.
We are about to Ewok this nonsense.
I think it's so unfortunate that this woman would take a whole pass on the holiday season, which she said she loves. Like, it's one of her favorite things typically. And she's
her
gonna,
favorite holiday.
She's gonna holiday. She's gonna take a pass on it because she never went out on a date with someone she met one time. Like, that just seems really extreme and unfortunate.
Wait, no. They've met now three times that we know of, right?
They didn't meet in person.
They met her at the ski shop?
They met at the ski
shop. There was a spring break?
Spring break. They tried to go out for lunch, couldn't agree when we were both free. They did not connect.
But they were clearly incommunicado.
Maybe his life was the right busy word. Blur.
But they didn't. They didn't connect in person.
I don't know.
She then tells us again.
Based on the information we are given.
We said we'd keep in touch. We didn't, of course, until summertime. So they tried to keep in touch and then they didn't speak for months. And months later, they had a little phone convo maybe out to the beach to his boat to join him.
Hey,
but
you
want to
come to my boat?
I can't. I've got sunburn, third degree.
Okay. Wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Click.
Wow.
This is the most boring story I've ever heard.
Is that
in my
not
life?
What I said at the beginning?
This
come
is
on.
It, like, oh, man.
Okay. Now imagine you're at their wedding, which I'm assuming happened.
this is how this played out, yeah.
And people are clinking, cling, cling,
yeah,
cling.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best man is just like, guys, I want to tell you a little story.
Oh, my God.
About Patty. And,
I'm going to eat another gin and tonic.
Like, yeah, you know how much I find like best man and maid of honor speeches like insufferable already? I've given many of them.
Yeah,
like,
and then he's essentially going to... Patty and Chris, they met in a ski shop.
Oh, boy.
And missed connections. All right, their life was a blur. And then he's just going to go through the whole thing.
I think Natty, if you ever have to give a best man speech,
just read this song.
Exactly. Yeah. First eight stanzas. And you say, wait, guys, I've still got eight more stanzas to get through.
At least. I think it's more like 16.
You guys are all sobering up. I've got eight more stanzas to read.
They're all going to be like, this is gibberish. Yeah. This is absolute gibberish. And why is he saying Merry Christmas?
That's one of those weddings you walk out of and you're like.
And also, oh they were God, all sure that then? Natty Bumper Car could write a full sentence. And then you read this.
Yeah. Natty Bumper Car is used to like, you know, 3 or 4 line jokes at a time. Yeah. If he has to tell this long, drawn out, boring story, that's really going to affect your comedic career.
Yeah, like, yeah. I get booked for a lot of best man gigs. So this would really. It should really do
they
me
don't
in.
Pay that well, but the exposure is phenomenal.
I get paid in free shrimp, which is
that's
not,
a
not
good,
bad.
That's a
solid deal.
It's not bad. Last year, ski shop encounter, most interesting, at his number, but never the time. Most of anyone pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups at Christmas here. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year.
I don't think you should keep folks waiting for the rest of the story for too long.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the next part, Brad?
Yeah, we're
so we're gonna go through. We did
hardly
the
dashing.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, hardly dashing.
Hardly dashing is great.
Maybe he from the ski shop was hardly dashing.
Ooh, through the snow.
Hardly dashing through the snow, cause I bundled up too tight. Last minute have to do a few calls, cause it's RSVP. No thanks, no party lights. It's Christmas Eve, gonna relax. Turn down all my invites.
I mean, could we just stop there?
Yeah, please.
That is so poorly written.
Yeah, that is.
It's so. And I could hear it because you were doing well up until the last minute have to do's, a few cards, a few calls. And then you think it was.
Means two of those 8 lines I got.
No,
those.
No. I said up until then, but then the one that threw you was because it's RSVP. Which doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's RSVP, no thanks. And that phrase couldn't make sense. But then it's followed by no party lights. Well, you're not going to RSVP no party lights. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, you could RSVP no thanks.
No thanks. No party.
But you can't RSVP no party lights. So, I mean, I guess you can, but that would be weird.
I think it's 2 separate thoughts. Because it's RSVP, no thanks. And then she's like, also, no party lights.
Get your defense, and that's very kind because
very
you
nice.
Cause
very
you
generous.
Love
this is Bumper Car's favorite song of all time.
Well,
Christmas.
For Christmas, let's keep. I mean, let's make sure that we. I want to
thematically.
And even I've agreed that since Christmas music is horrible, this might be the best Christmas song ever.
So Chris Butler wrote this last verse in a taxi cab on the way to the studio that they were recording.
I'd like to give that a no shit.
Yeah. I would like to support your no shit and double it. Like, no shit. All right.
No thanks, no party lights.
Well, can I read the next little bit? Because this is the
please.
Part of their misconnections that I like the best, I think.
There's still a thousand words to this song.
Last fall, I had a night to myself. Same guy called. Halloween party. Waited all night for him to show.
Wait a minute.
This time, his car wouldn't go. Forget it. It's cold. It's getting late. Trudge on home to celebrate in a quiet way. Unwind doing Christmas right this time. A&P has provided me with the world's smallest turkey already in the oven, nice and hot. Oh, damn. Guess what I forgot? So on with the boots, back out in the snow to the only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering I should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year.
I've been chasing him.
I'm going to pause there.
Shouldn't it be wandering, not wondering, guys?
I think it might be wondering.
When what to my... What, I think it's wondering.
I would think that my eyes are wandering.
I think you're going to different things. So if I'm at a bar with my kid, a restaurant with my kids, we'll say, and they're evil, right? And then I see some other kids over at this other table.
Yeah.
My eyes might wander over to them.
Right.
However, if I'm on a beach by myself looking out into the ocean and a seagull flies by, I might look at him with wondering eyes, wondering where he's going, wondering where he's been.
Yeah.
But in the context of this story,
she looks at him with wonder. So I got to go ahead and agree that wondering eyes is correct. So if you go back to 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, it's definitely what to my wondering eyes did appear, because you're seeing Santa Claus and his reindeer. So your eyes are full of wonder. And now she's, I can't believe, why do I?
people listening could see like your hand motions when you describe this stuff because it's so like enthusiastic.
Yeah, there's a lot behind it.
They should just be in a class that I teach, and it's just a lot of me gesticulating.
If any of you guys want to get back to a high school class,
I teach a college class.
You do teach a college class. That's
but
true.
Don't tell anyone where it is.
It's at a college.
Woo! When she says, "What to my wondering eyes did appear?" It's an allusion to the "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," because her eyes are full of wonder now that she's seeing this guy in line. It's so serendipitous. It's fate. Blah blah blah. The whole thing.
So I was confused by the Halloween part.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize that we had. So when we're talking about the RSVP, no thanks, no party lights. It's Christmas Eve, gonna relax, because I think I missed that part somehow, because I don't know where I went. But then she's like, it's Christmas Eve, I'm gonna relax. Last fall, I think that's the annoying part of her narrative, is that it's constantly flashing back. And
isn't a movie. Like, you can't jump around like that.
I need a straight through timeline here. I don't need, it's Christmas Eve, last fall, and then she's gonna jump back to Christmas. I'm doing Christmas right this time.
Right.
It's like, let's stick with one. Maybe she's so excited by this bow that she's jumping around.
Guys, my Christmas this year is going to be perfect. I have the world's smallest turkey.
From A&P. A&P gets a shout out here.
A&P gets a shout out. It's a shame.
R.I.P. A&P.
Yeah.
Oh, are they gone?
They're gone, yeah.
Oh.
They got bought out just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so. By Acme.
Acme. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know things.
Yeah. Right. Grocery store news. Noise. What's up?
Hey, grocery store podcast. How you doing?
Guys, great idea for a new podcast.
Grocery stores. Side note, you would love that. You would love to have a podcast
to the shit out of that.
Would love to have a podcast where you tell people how to frugally grocery shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
you guys been to Wegmans, by the way?
It's too expensive.
I have been to.
I haven't. I just want to walk around.
I have been to Wegmans before. Not the one in Parsippany that just opened.
All right.
But I think
for all you lokes.
The problem, Mr. Bumper Car, is that she has no transitions.
Please, so Mr. Bumper Car was my father's name.
She says that she waited all night for him to show this time his car wouldn't go. And then she goes right to forget it. It's cold. It's getting late. Is that about Halloween?
Or is that about
Christmas? And by the end of that stanza, you realize it is about Christmas, but there was no transition to tell you that the passage of time was taking place.
And I think to go back to the, it's such an annoying will they, won't they? All right, cool. Fine.
Rachel, just do it already.
She's got sunburn. Oh, now he stands her up at a Halloween party?
Yeah, I don't buy his story at all.
They were on a break.
His car won't go? Is that a euphemism? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
His quote-unquote car won't quote-unquote go.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
I gotta say, it's only like, you gotta understand that it's only a 15-minute cab ride from wherever he was living in Manhattan to Electric Ladyland Studios or wherever they recorded.
They also have things
he needed to get this writ.
Subway. Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy who couldn't get to the party.
Oh, no,
I did too.
I'm talking about the actual songwriter.
Oh, you think he's riding into the subway?
He wrote the last verse in the back of a taxi cab on his way to the recording studio.
And he thought he was like, this story.
Pure
this
gold.
Is going to make the waitresses. And then it made the waitresses. So.
Romeo and Juliet does not compare to this.
Oh, no. That is.
Romeo and Juliet's also pretty silly. So
no one dies in this.
Guys, I have a great idea for a story. We got two teenagers.
Okay.
They meet. They fall in love. 4 days later, they get married.
Well,
then
they get married
die.
The next day, and then they die 4 days later. I'm sorry for the repetition, podcast
really
listeners.
Wait,
we always come
up?
Back to Romeo and Juliet.
Wait, is that a trope?
There is so much Romeo and Juliet in this podcast. Bumper
I did I not realize that when I brought it up. I apologize.
No, please don't apologize.
Like, please reference Richard III just to like get like this.
A horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
I can do Otello, but I can't do Richard.
Othello. It's pronounced Othello.
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 My favorite part of Othello is Desdemona being strangled and then continuing to speak even though she dies from strangulation.
What just happened to this podcast? And now we have favorite parts of Othello. I don't know. Where are we now?
Yeah. I'm a big Shakespeare enthusiast.
Okay. I'm actually a big Christopher Marlowe fan.
Get out of here.
Wait, is that the guy from Coldplay?
No, I don't know, that's Christopher Martin.
Okay, same difference. I don't know. Who's Christopher Marlowe?
He was a contemporary of Shakespeare's. He wrote The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus was his most famous play. Welcome to our home.
Yeah, I don't know where. I read books. I went to grad school. I don't know.
I don't have anything to contribute in the Phineas and Ferb front. So
that's what I felt like. Yeah, all right. I'm going to go back to the song because I love the song.
Please.
I don't care. I don't even.
Where have we left that bump? Can you close this one out for us?
I feel like I can.
So on with the boots.
On with the boots, back out in the snow to the only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eyes should appear? And the line is a guy I've been chasing all year. Look at that. We're figuring out rhyme structure.
Full circle.
Almost.
Finally.
The end of the song. We've got rhyme scheme.
We finally have. Spending this one alone, he said. Give me a break. This year's been crazy. I said, me too. But why are you? You mean you forgot cranberries too?
Oh, my God.
I know. They both hold up their cans of cranberry because they can't make cranberry sauce. What are they, animals? Have you ever made cranberries?
No.
It's so easy.
You know what you do? You put it in a sauce pot, maybe add a little bit of like brown sugar.
I wouldn't go brown sugar.
White sugar.
I'd go white sugar and apple. Orange juice.
Orange juice works so well with cranberries.
And then they pop open and they're done. And then they turn into all gelatiny.
And you can seriously let them go forever, too.
And it doesn't just come in a can-shaped log?
Wow. And do you know what they are? So good.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Can I throw this in here? If it's the middle of the night, Christmas Eve, and you realize you don't have cranberries.
It's not that necessary.
Seriously? Yeah. I'm already in my jammies. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the story that doesn't hang together because she's got the turkey in the oven. Like, why is her turkey in the oven so late at night that she has to go to the all-night grocery? Like, why don't you eat at a normal hour?
And this sounds a little bit like a Thanksgiving meal.
Right?
Yeah.
I can understand the turkey more than the cranberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Thanksgiving, my friend. That's not a Christmas meal. And, I mean, not to knock on single people who are spending Christmas alone, who is making a feast for themselves?
Right. Well, she said it was like the smallest turkey.
She also said this is her favorite holiday, so maybe this is...
Doing it up.
Yeah.
Now we're defending it. Now you're questioning it. And we're defending it. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, you see how it's happened?
This is the greatest song of all time. You said it. Your words.
You guys have been roped into my world. Welcome to it. So let's see here.
I think there's just like the last little bit of the story and then a lot of repetition.
So I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberries too? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed. We laughed and laughed. Caught on to what was happening, that Christmas magics brought this tale to a very happy ending. And that's
then,
now I'm picking it up. So that's what she does with her words, because that's how you get the cadence. That's not in here, but that's how they get the cadence.
She just like adds a syllable.
Yeah. Happy ending.
I'm going to put myself back into like, I'm at a party listening to somebody tell me this story. We just got through that last little bit of the story. Yeah. Oh, thank God. I'm going back and getting another drink. Like now.
Well, don't worry, because she's going to say, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Couldn't miss this one this year. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26 times.
That's so many times.
Well, it's 26 lines, so it's 13 times.
I still think that's so many times.
It's too many times.
I couldn't miss this one this year.
I think you'd fade out on the second
actually,
set.
I'll go four.
I'm going to pull back what I just said. That is not too many times, because that's the only thing you need in this song. That and the saxophone. And the intro. I do like the intro bit also.
26 lines of that though, 13 repetitions is too many.
That's fine.
Disagree. Hard disagree.
So do we know, do you have a timer on how long it takes? I'm just curious how long this part of the song is. Because the original song you said was 5 minutes.
It's like 5 minutes and almost 30 seconds, I want to say.
But then there was a radio cut and that included all of these, right? Unless they faded out.
Well, I think a lot of what they cut in that must have been like the intro, like the jingle bells and then that like guitar bit.
I think it has to be a full minute of this.
You think this part is?
Yeah.
I wish they would just loop this twice, cut out the story, have one saxophone solo.
Because if like each line is a second,
yeah. It's good.
It's going to be a minute, maybe. No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, because then this part.
I mean, if each bit, like Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. So if like half a line is a second, then that's about 50 seconds long.
That's so long.
That's so long.
I don't care. Best part of the song. Just play that over and over again. I don't care about the rest of her 1981.
Are you saying that maybe we could condense the song to like...
This could be a 3 minute and 30 second song.
I think we could go shorter than that. I think we can hit 240 and like just boom,
and then
bam.
Listen to it twice. Have a wonderful
that
time.
That sounds like the best idea. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful, guys. I love it.
Ready? I should be like, I met this dude at the ski shop. Didn't work out. That's cool.
Blah, 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 blah. Moving.
Then Halloween didn't work out. That's cool, too.
What'd
and
you
then
do for Arbor Day, Patty?
Cranberries. I mean, like, you just hit the high notes. I don't need the stuff.
I don't need to know about the third degree sunburn.
I don't need to know.
I really don't need to know about that.
And I never knew about that until reading these lyrics right now.
And did it do anything for you?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
Next time you hear this song, like next time you're just like pushing your grocery cart through the grocery store and this comes on, are you immediately going to be like, oh God.
There's going to need to buy cranberries. Now
I
know the
words. But I have a really horrible, depressing thing that I just picked up because of something you mentioned earlier.
What's that?
Third degree sunburn. What did Patty die of?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, lung cancer.
Not skin cancer.
Oh, okay. I thought it was skin.
Phew!
No.
Okay, I got very uncomfortable.
Did you just...
You got so nervous.
Did you just...
I did.
Oh, thank God it was lung cancer.
It's just like how prescient... Oh. What's that word? Prescient.
Yeah.
That's a tough word.
That is a weird word to say.
Because you look at it in your brain and that's like...
I'm just glad you pronounced it before I had to.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Prescient.
Well, guys, we really have been at this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long song and we've been going for it for a long time. So do you think we should bring it to an end?
Yeah. I just want to throw this in here. So the sick bass line throughout this entire song, played by their bass player, Tracy Wormworth, who...
Wormworth.
Has a terrible last name.
It was a terrible last name.
I was
going to
say,
it's sister.
The greatest last name ever for a bass player.
You and I are not on the same page.
Imagine on the stage,
can you imagine
checking
being
out Wormworth.
Can you imagine being like an adolescent with that name?
Okay, that's a rough time, but you grow out of that.
That's true.
Sister of Conan O'Brien's current drummer, James Wormworth, by the way.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Max Weinberg no longer doing that gig with him. And in 1992, she started playing with the B-52s and has been playing with them ever since.
That's pretty cool.
And where did I go to school?
Athens, Georgia.
That's true.
That's right.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Rock Lobster. That was like a Athens club hit.
And I can't think of Fred...
If you see a faded sign, that Fred Snyder.
Snyder, yeah. I was at an art...
I have to do...
It's very nice. At the side of the road. But I was at an art opening in New York City in 98, and he was standing there, and I went up and I had a conversation with him. About Athens.
Was he a nice guy?
He was very nice.
Yeah.
We knew some people in common, so it worked out very well.
That's really cool. But anyway, she has not only played with the B-52s, she's also played with Sting, who is a bass player. So it's interesting that
That's weird.
Cindy Lauper, Joan Osborne. She was part of the house band for Rosie O'Donnell's show. She's played with Liza Minnelli and Paula Abdul and various others.
Brad, speaking of having people in common or six degrees of separation, you did give us a Debbie Harry fact
before. I just want to pat myself on the back. Oh. My mother was raised across the street from Debbie Harry.
What?
In Hawthorne, New Jersey,
I didn't know that Debbie Harry was Hawthorne, New Jersey.
That's right, right.
I was going to ask you, gave me all the other people.
Their parents may have come to my parents' wedding, or my grandparents went to her wedding, or something.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Oh. So... Interesting little factoid.
All is coming together.
Pretty cool stuff.
So, but your
so
favorite
you,
part
now
is
that you're up in New Jersey from Georgia, you can learn about our rich history. I'd be happy to take you around.
My kid right now from the library has a book, New Jersey, that we are reading.
Well, that's cool.
And it's not.
Not
it's
cool.
It's like a 15-year-old wrote an essay about New Jersey. Yeah. So there's a page that's all stats, the highest point, the population, all these things.
State bird.
And then, state bird,
the tree,
state flower.
Teaching you about the rich silk industry of Patterson in the 1950s.
But then as I read it, that's not in there. It's essentially, they just... They take the facts and then they break that into two pages. So the population, it just told me, was whatever right. it is. But then they're going to go through and explain what the population is. And I'm just like, oh.
Oh, you're seriously. Just like trying to stretch out the length.
That's all they're doing. Yeah.
Get your kid into like Encyclopedia Brown or something like that. Choose your own adventure. Something a little more fun.
We're trying to get him to read more like King Arthur stuff to get into the nice. Fencing.
Okay. Yeah. Get him
that
married
jousting.
To a
That's
royal.
How you're going to Harvard.
See, I was pulling it all back. So your favorite part of the song was the saxophone, I think you said?
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
hands
I,
down.
I don't know if you told this, but in my mind, that was done by Clarence Clemens.
In my heart, that was done
See?
By Clarence
yeah.
Clemens. Okay. Clarence Clemens did not play that. In fact, the saxophone player for
I don't want to know whether it's true or not.
No,
let's
it is.
Just yeah. say okay. it's Clarence Clemens.
Guys, it would be a Christmas miracle.
If that was Clarence Clemens.
Was Clarence.
Well, the real Christmas miracle is when I get a Nirvana box set and I get to hear this.
Yeah.
Ripped to shreds in the best way possible.
Merry Christmas.
My throat really hurts so bad.
Stop it. So, Brad, are you listening to this song, like, with your
yes.
windows down in the
windows
car,
down.
Loud and proud?
I can't sing along, but that's because it's impossible to sing along with.
I feel like I'm going to
I
try
feel like
this.
I'd like, go for it.
Yeah, when I get in the car.
Get a ski shop sunburn.
Bah, humbug. No, that's too strong, because it's my favorite holiday.
That's a busy blur.
So,
bah, humbug. Now that's too strong because it's my favorite holiday.
You studied.
Natty, you're singing along with this in your car, windows oh. down, radio up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loud and proud, no shame.
Oh, no shame.
And
I'm going to do the noises.
You're singing the musical interludes as well.
Yeah. Katie?
Yeah, I'd go for it.
Okay.
I'd go for it. Like I said, I don't care for the lyrics, but still might be the best Christmas song ever.
Okay. All right. Can you grade it as a work of narrative poetry?
I don't know. It's like a C. I mean, it's not very well constructed.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Sentences, wait, sentence now, structure all over the place.
You're talking about structure. Talk to me about feeling.
That was pretty good, right?
I made you...
You know what? The content is all about how effectively the feeling is communicated. And I think that there are some real problems with the construction of this story.
Interesting. Because I would
disagree.
Debate
all right.
that there is a sadness to the beginning of the song. that is wiped out. When the horns kick in and the joy.
That's the joy.
There's
yeah,
such
the
sadness
horns
to
are
it
joyful.
That our dog is whimpering softly next to me.
Because yeah. he's like, this is the longest podcast you've ever done.
It's up there. It's a minute 12 right now.
Oh,
or
you mean an
12.
Hour 12? Ew. I think this might be the longest one.
So far,
I apologize to everyone. It's
no, it's okay. It's a super long song.
I'm apologizing for picking the best song ever. Oh. Christmas song.
So can you tell us, Bumper Car, about your upcoming appearances? Anything you want to plug or promote?
Yeah, tell people where they can find you.
Get this out to tenths of thousands of people.
Well, I will be at a place called Tierney's in Montclair on December 10th.
That's Montclair, New Jersey.
I will be at a place called the Oak Barrel, also in New Jersey, West Orange, New Jersey, on December the, we're going to say 5th.
5th is 6th. Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll say the 5th.
Okay.
I'm going to say the 5th.
Go for it.
I'll be in Brooklyn at some point, the 16th.
That's a rousing endorsement.
Come find me.
Do you have a website with dates?
I have a website that sometimes has dates, but sometimes breaks. It's Natty, N-A-T-T-Y, Bumper Car, BUMPERCAR.com. NATTYBUMPERCAR. That's how it went. So yeah, it's stupid song. That's how I can remember how to spell my name.
When that's trapped in my brain later this week, I'm going to be annoyed.
That's so much fun. I like your little cheer for your email address.
N-A-T-T-Y-B-U-M.
Not email address, website.
Percar. That's how I do things. That's how I sing my... Really quick, I know we're late. My kids' names have songs for them. So Oliver goes... O-L-I-V-E-R, Oliver's a superstar.
Aww.
He loves to laugh, and he's lots of fun. Oliver is a super son.
That's adorable.
Yeah, tears. And the other one is E-M-E-R-S-O-N. It's Emerson. E-M-E-R-S-O-N. It's Emerson. That's how it goes.
It definitely sounds like you need to bust out that guitar and really,
right?
Like, yeah.
Like, yes.
I think that's just about the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. So, yeah. Way to go.
Thanks. I'm going on a bang.
And, of course, you can subscribe to the Bumper Podcast on Apple Podcasts. Yep. I'm assuming all the other places, Stitcher. Google Play.
Yep.
All the places podcasts are found.
All the places podcasts are found. All right, and with that, we'll wrap it up. Thank you again for listening to Decomposition. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, song suggestions, anything like that, please reach out to us. Our email address is decompositionpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @decomp_pod, Facebook, Instagram, decompositionpod. Get on the iTunes, Apple Podcasts app. Drop us a 5e, we're gonna call
it. Or like a 3-star review, just like whatever you want
to
give it.
Like, seriously, people are reticent to give reviews. I don't understand what to
do. Review it up, baby.
Maybe we suck, but if we do, get on there and let us know. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Until then, you just chill till the next episode.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm the believer.
And I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
And together we are
BSP, the Idiot Syncrasy Files,
a podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
So if you have an interest in subjects like spirituality, the supernatural, cryptozoology, and other big words, you've come to the right place.
So sit back, have a themed drink with us, and listen to our show.
We promise, it'll be a good time. So subscribe now, rate, and review.
You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Bye! Bye.
Hi, this is Ben.
And this is Alex. Do you like unsolved mysteries? How about urban legends and folklore? If you do, you should tune into our podcast, Mysteries and Urban Legends, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, as we explore unsolved mysteries and the origins and meanings of urban legends. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, and all other major podcatchers. You can also find us on all social media at Mall Podcast.
So come on and give us a listen and enjoy.